Well, he's Andrew Wilhite, former star player for the Stillman Valley Cardinals, now a true freshman for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and is playing for the Gophers as a true freshman, hitting .237 this year with three homers, 14 RBI. It's kind of neat. Andrew agreed to be with us this morning. I didn't realize until I was kind of booking things that he's in the middle of a road trip. He's actually at Northwestern at Evanston in a three-game trip that started yesterday and will have games today and tomorrow before the Gophers take part in the Big Ten tournament starting next Wednesday. So, Andrew, thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate doing this in the middle of your road trip.
Of course, no problem. Great to be here.
How'd you go yesterday with the game?
Went pretty well. We scored five in the first and ended up winning 5-4, so it was a pretty close game, but I'm glad to win.
How'd you play?
I didn't play in the game.
Didn't play in that one. Okay. Well, Gophers now are 25-24, 14-8 in the Big Ten. Going into yesterday, you guys are tied with Illinois and Nebraska. So far, it seems like a pretty good Big Ten season for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. We had a great start, and over the middle of the Big Ten season, we kind of had a bit of a rougher start, but we've really hit our stride last few weeks.
Hey, Andrew, I see that you started 13 games this year. Are those games been more recently or more earlier in the year? Or where have your starts been coming from?
It's been pretty even throughout the year, I'd say. I think maybe a little more recently, but I've been definitely getting some good opportunities throughout the year.
You playing shortstop this year?
No, I've been playing mostly in the outfield, mostly left field right now.
Okay.
But I played a little bit of second base, too, earlier in the year.
So you've been bounced around a bit because when you came in high school, you know, obviously you were first famous around here for being the ambidextrous pitcher, the guy that could throw with both hands. You had such good success as a pitcher. And I know when you got recruited to go to Minnesota, you told me that you were going there offensively most of all. And I think even in the website, it listed you as outfield, infield, or something like that. So, I mean, you're almost kind of a little bit of a utility. But I'm assuming at this point you'll take anything you can to get on the field.
Exactly, yeah. Just opportunities to get on the field is all I really want this year.
Kind of run us through your freshman season then. Kind of give me what your expectations were coming in and how it has panned out so far from the start to where we are at this point.
Really going into the year, like I said, I just wanted opportunities and just excited to be on the team and to play with a great head coach and a great group of guys. And I think that's exactly how the season's gone. It was, like I said, it's been a little bit of a slow start in terms of wins, but we've definitely hit our stride lately, and we're playing really well, and it's just a lot of fun to be around.
This is maybe a bit of a curveball, but I want to ask you, regional pairings came out in high school baseball around here, and the thing that really kind of struck me was that Freeport and Boylan were two of the top four teams in the Nick 10, and yet they're seated behind four different Big Northern teams in Class 3A. They're subsectional. How good has Big Northern baseball gotten the last few years? Because the last couple of years, Stillman Valley with you last year, and then Lutheran the year before beat Boylan to beat the regional title. And to me, it's just interesting to see the Big Northern teams seated ahead of, like I said, two of the best teams in the Nick 10.
Yeah, definitely. I think what's really helped us out in the Big Northern lately is just we've got a lot more teams. We've become just a deeper conference, I think, whereas the talent's growing, and I think we're just there's more talent throughout all the teams, and it's really good to see.
Now, your dad, of course, was your coach at Stillman Valley. First of all, have your family get a chance to come see you in the Northwestern series here? I assume it's probably one of the closest ones you'd be, other than maybe Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know my dad and brother are coming to the game today.
Cool.
And I know they've been able to watch a couple of the series. They were able to go to the Oklahoma one that was a home series, and then they were able to go to Indiana, so it was pretty nice.
So talk about specifically with your dad's situation here, and this is not unusual, kids getting coached by their dad, even all the way up through high school, but what influence was he on when you were younger, and how much did he help you through the high school years, the youth years and the high school years of your development?
Yeah, he helped me greatly. I mean, it was nice to be able to have him to talk about baseball after the game and just be able to break the game down from that standpoint. But at the same time, from freshman year on, he always treated me like just another one of his players. It was never any special treatment or anything like that, which is really what helped me grow and learn as a player instead of just getting everything I needed. And he coached me and football and junior tackle too, so he's always tough on me then, so he's always been a great influence on me.
Sure. Now, obviously, he's getting you prepped for that next level, but how big a difference was it when you stepped from high school to college, and especially to Big Ten baseball? How much of an adjustment was that on the field?
It was definitely an adjustment. I mean, just the depth and the consistency of college baseball is just better, and it's just a higher level of baseball, and the game just moves quicker. So it was definitely an adjustment, but it's been cool to see.
You know, we've had a couple pitchers, you know, recently in the Big Ten, and it's been a while since I can remember a position player that we've had in our area playing in the Big Ten, much less doing it as a freshman. What's it like as a, you know, a true freshman right away getting the chance to make an impact in the Big Ten?
It's fun. I mean, like I've said before, it was all about getting opportunities for me, and I'm glad I've gotten plenty. I just wanted to make a difference for the team in any way I could, and I wanted to make an impact. And I'm glad with how the season's gone. It's been fun.
And then, you know, you're the valedictorian at Stillman Valley, a perfect 4.0 GPA. What's it like in college baseball? You play so many games, and, you know, sometimes people forget that college athletes are students, and obviously you definitely are one. How hard is it to balance the books and be playing 60, 70 baseball games like these teams do?
It's been tough. I mean, it's been a little bit of a struggle midway through the semester, but now that I'm done with school now, so it's much nicer now. But I think I realized that as long as you just make a commitment to both and make sure that you're on top of both things, that you can get through it. So I think that's been the most important thing for me to do.
Now, as I said before, you came into fame here, be playing the ambidextrous pitcher. First of all, do your teammates at Minnesota know you can throw with both hands? And have you ever tried to, like, maybe throw some BP with both arms?
Haven't done BP yet.
Okay.
But yeah, most of them know, and once in a while they'll ask me to throw left-handed, and I'll have to show them that sometimes.
Do you still have the glove? You had one glove, right? You flip-flopped?
I didn't actually use that. I do have a six-finger glove. Uh-huh. Never really used it, but I don't have that with me now. It's back home.
How much do you miss pitching?
I definitely miss it. It was a big part of me growing up and thrown in high school. So, I mean, I definitely miss it. But it's been nice to just focus on just playing the position and hitting. So I really had a lot of fun with that.
What are some aspects of hitting? I mean, you mentioned before about the change in the adjustment to playing at the college level. And I got to believe, not only just simply the speed of the pitches you're seeing, but the variety of pitches. So many guys probably have so much more control than you saw in high school where, you know, a guy can throw the changeup, he can throw the curve, and he can throw the fastball, and he can do it with accuracy, hit the corners, which you don't see at the high school level. So talk a little about adjusting to that part of it with the type of pitching you're facing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, like you said, just a lot about the consistency of velocity that I've seen, and then the control of the pitchers have much better control, so they're able to hit their spots when they want to. So you really have to look for that one mistake, and you're going to have to hit it if you get it. But even then, sometimes you don't. So it's just pretty much been those two things, and it's difficult, but it's been definitely an adjustment to make.
Well, at the college level, do you guys get scouting points, reports? Do you kind of know what to expect from certain pitches you're facing? Has it become more of a mental or cerebral game? I'm guessing in high school it's just more of reaction. And where here, you've got to kind of maybe think a little bit more. You can't just simply react. Or is it simply reaction?
Definitely. It's a little bit of both. I mean, we definitely get a scouting report before the game and get to hear what the pitcher's got, essentially, and where he lives in the zone. But at the end of the day, it's all about execution and getting things done when you get that information.
All right, so you guys are 14-8 in the conference. There's five teams between 15-6 and 14-8. How exciting has this conference race been? And you know, what are your hopes for the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, the past few weeks we've been playing the teams that have been in that race too. So it's been cool to kind of try and win some games against them and in the NCAA tournament. I think. We have a bunch of talent on the team, and we've started to put it together, like I said, so I think we can go as far as we want.
Last question for you, Andrew. We're talking with Andrew Wilhite, former star baseball player at Stillman Valley, now playing for the Minnesota Golden Gophers. What aspect of your, now that you're almost done with your first season, or what aspect of your hitting do you need to work on, and how are you going to work on the offseason? What's your offseason going to look like this summer?
I'll be playing for the Rockford Rivets.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, I'll be playing in the Northwoods League, and I'll be playing there over the summer.
And as far as what aspects of your game need to improve on, I mean, how do you improve on hitting? Is it simply a matter of going out and just keep hitting, or are there things you have to work on the mechanics? And if so, who are you working with to help you with those?
Yeah, a lot of it's just getting consistent at-bats. And then defensively, I've been learning the outfield this year, so I'll be getting more opportunities in the outfield and just getting consistent playing time, and that'll just help out with just adjusting to college baseball.
So Minnesota's pretty much told you're going to be an outfielder. They're not going to look at you anymore as an infielder, or you'd be more utility still?
I'm not really sure. I think it'll be a little bit of both. I think just the fact that being ready for both infield and outfield is what I need to do right now. So.
Okay. Well, it's Andrew Wilhite, former star player from Silicon Valley, now with Minnesota Golden Gophers. The Gophers are playing at Northwestern yesterday, today, and tomorrow to wrap up the regular season. Then the Big Ten tournament starts next Wednesday. Andrew, thank you so much for taking time. I appreciate it. And we wish you the best of luck next week and look forward to seeing you with the Rivets this summer.
All right. Thank you, guys. Sounds good.